The Malatya-Turkey trial reveals unsettling implications for believers. Tensions flare over a Christian funeral in a Muslim village, and Indian pastors give out of their poverty to Bible distribution. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Recent testimony in Turkey's Malatya slaying revealed unsettling issues. A witness confirmed that Turkish security forces were keeping a close eye on the three Christians' alleged missionary activities prior to the brutal killings in 2007. So while the government may claim ignorance, Open Doors' Carl Muller says,
if they're watching such a tiny group of Christians so carefully, it's impossible that they would not also be aware of clandestine ultranationalist or terrorist groups wanting to attack them. So even though terrorist groups may be carrying out these attacks, it is with the knowledge that the government possesses that the government is not intervening and protecting Christians.
The five suspects are blaming each other and facing new charges. However, the implications could stifle ministry.
It is typical of persecution to attack the heart. And if you can create fear and if you can create a chilling effect on evangelical witness, you're going to hurt the progress of the church and the growth of the church. So Open Doors is continuing to encourage the believers there on the ground.
Next, believers in Kyrgyzstan fear that their freedom will be restricted after Muslim mobs interfered with a Christian funeral service. Slavic Gospel Association reports that after the son of a Christian family died of heart failure, a mob refused to allow a Christian burial in the village. The local government refused to defend the family from violent mobs, and police seized the son's body and buried him 20 miles away. Pray that Kyrgyz believers will stand strong for the gospel in a hostile society. You're listening to Mission Network News. Anro and Moe Padidi of Bibles for the World's last trip to Northeast India, they met with pastors representing a rural church. They brought a generous gift. Roe asked how they could donate money for Bibles when their village was one of the most affected by famine in Manipur. Moe says this was their humbling response.
When we heard about the need of printing Bibles for the people of a nation who have never had the Word of God in their language, we could not help but sacrifice. We don't know what we would do without God's Word. We would rather go without food than to deny these dear people from having the word of eternal life.
Their gift will help 1.2 million New Testaments be hand-delivered to Indian households. They've already given 600,000. As a result,
some have received Christ as Savior and Lord. We have had many response letters. Many of them are seekers, wanting to know more, and we follow them.
Meanwhile, a young man from Beslan, Russia, has wanted to go to Chechnya ever since Chechen Muslim terrorists killed his youngest sister in 2004. For a long time, he wanted to kill Chechen children in revenge, before his heart was changed by the gospel. Well, this summer he'll go to Chechnya, but instead of vengeance, he plans to share the forgiveness of Christ at a Russian ministry's evangelistic summer camp. Pray for God's working through all camp leaders this summer. And while Shepherd's Ministries is helping the physical and spiritual needs of the developmentally disabled, they're also having an impact on their parents and guardians. Shepherd's president, Dr. Bill Amstutz, says a mother dying of cancer needed a place for her son to live. He was placed at Shepherd's. As cancer patients sometimes do, she rallied, giving the Shepherd's team a chance to minister to her as she visited her son. He says he met her in the hall one day.
She said, "I came here for a home for my son Paul, but I'm leaving with two homes. One for Paul and one for me up in heaven."
According to Amstutz, his team had done their work. He's encouraging churches to do the same and start ministry to the developmentally disabled, an unreached people group in his mind.
People with developmental disabilities qualify for this. Certainly they are marginalized by society. But there is a tremendous people group right here in the United States, and it might be across the street or around the corner from many churches.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. M&N's making available the copy of Thirsty, a DVD on personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. Tippett's inspiring personal story of tragedy and hope will help you understand how you too can be revived. Get Thirsty by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.